Welcome to a fresh episode of Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Awesome. I'm so excited to be doing this because I had spread myself a bit thin during the first week of school, getting organized and yada yada. I genuinely thought that I would have had time to do this and upload this before Monday. But no, I'm currently sitting here on August 30th, which is a Tuesday at 2:59 p.m. And I'm going to edit it as soon as I'm done recording and post it because this has been causing me a great deal of anxiety not getting it out on time, air quotes, because I want to hold myself accountable for when I say something's going to happen, I want to do it. With anything I do in life, but especially something that I have a great admiration for doing, and I want to continue sharing my experiences and stories and perspectives. So, with that being said, I'm going to continue. Liam, you can't walk around when I'm doing this. I keep telling him he has to sit still. I'm sure you can hear tapping in the background. Pant, sit. Okay. I was going to just pause and start over, but I've already done that a few times because either the AC or any other little small sound, this microphone is really, really powerful for, I guess, what I'm doing in the sense of, I don't know, I think I need to play with it a little bit more because it picks up, I have the gain turned all the way down. I don't know if that means anything to anybody, and it picks up like the most faint sound. So I'm still learning as I go, so please pardon. I do want to kind of finish talking about Arizona for a little bit because that's, you know, I still lived there for practically a year after this all went down. So there was a lot of other stories and things that happened while living in a city slash state without any immediate family members or people in my life that I've grown up with, if you will. The friends I knew, I think I stated before, I met them from the restaurant I was working at. So, which does make a difference if you don't know. I mean, it makes a huge difference living in a place where you have your family and your friends and friends that you that have known you prior to these big life events unraveling and happening. And I didn't have that. All I had had was the people who met me while I was going through this. So I will say that was comforting and I really wasn't ready to come back home at that time because I didn't think people would understand. And I was changing a whole lot. I literally felt like a snake just shedding skin. During that time, was not literally living the less. That doesn't make sense. I was not living the most healthy lifestyle. I don't know where the word literally was trying to come out for. But I was pulling a bunch of all-nighters with the guy who I was dating at the time. His name is Seth. He ended up basically moving into where I live. We didn't live far apart from each other. Like our apartments were very close to each other. And pretty much right after I moved into my apartment in Scottsdale, after leaving the apartment that I had with David, which was in Tempe, and I went and got my own apartment, Seth then practically moved in like right away. And obviously that's not healthy. I didn't heal much. I was genuinely grieving this relationship and everything that had went down while pursuing another relationship, which if you've never done that, it's not really a great idea. It's far different than having somebody be a, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, a rebound. That wasn't like a rebound. I was just literally went from like one big relationship mishap bullshit thing over here on the left to this other thing over here on the right, which had its own slew of problems. I mean, yeah, I don't want to speak for somebody else about their own issues. That's not what I'm here to do. But from my perspective, what would happen was there would be drinking involved. One too many martinis would lead to a huge blowout argument. Things would be said to me that had never been said before. It would get really nasty and horrible, name-calling, just ugly. Just something, obviously, you would not want in a relationship. Not, I would never label this as a healthy relationship, all right? It's so freaking hot out that I'm drinking water like nonstop. So I'm sorry, I had to pause and clear my palate. So yes, we were living together. We were working together. We were bartending together. And it had its great moments. Like, I'm not gonna lie. It was great and fun at times, but then it had really low points too. So obviously I'm just gonna focus on the low points because that's what we're here for, right? No, I'm kidding. But I'm going to highlight those because that's obviously what stands out in your mind when they become your ex. Is obviously I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, this time and that time and, oh, remember this? After a person's hurt you so many times, you don't really give a shit about any of the good in the sense of like, let's, for sake of telling a story. So obviously Seth knew all the stuff that went on in my relationship with David, mind you. And this person managed to, let's just for the sake of a timeline, I got together. So divorce, September 5th, that's when it was announced that, okay, this is going on. Well, he was living with me, no doubt, by like that October, like clothes there, everything. Like we were living together at my place because we got a dog after we gave the cat to Mia, which if anybody's wondering, she didn't keep the cat either, obviously, because she ended up with David. David never wanted the cat. I don't know if that's why Mia didn't keep the cat, but that's the story I've told myself, is that because she ended up back with David, or because she ended up with David and David was going to end up having the cat, they got rid of it. That's the story I told myself, regardless if that's true or not. I just think it's funny that one way or another, the cat's like not going anywhere away from David, and he didn't want her the most. He actually told me, oh, you should go release her in the wild. She's still young enough. She can learn to fend for herself. Just, you know, frame of reference for how that man thought back then. He could have changed. Great. Round of applause for you. So what I'm saying is Seth then knew. I'm jumping all around. I hope you can follow. I'm sure when I listen to this back, I'm going to be rolling my eyes at myself, but it is what it is. So I'm just going to keep going. So Seth knew all of these things, of course, yada, yada. Well, he knew my trust issues. So I'm saying, like, he knew my trust issues, this, that. Well, oh, sorry, timeline. So yeah, October, let's say we got together October 2016, right? And then he cheats on me with his ex-girlfriend of like, you know, they were like, they met each other in high school and they had like issues being able to like get away from the relationship. Somehow they always came back together. Like they were together for anytime Seth would see somebody else, he would always go back to her and vice versa on her end too. So, well, he went and slept with her in June. I didn't find out though. I didn't know any of this until after we broke up. Then what happened was, is I wanted to move back to Texas. Seth was finishing his, I like said his name really slow because I was like, who am I talking about? Seth was finishing his degree at Arizona State University, ASU, which is located in Tempe, Arizona. And he was supposed to be done by December 2017. So, you know, we lived that whole year there, basically. Lived at that apartment complex for a year. When it was time for the lease up, yada, yada, we moved to Texas, or I did, but I brought all of our stuff because I was told that Seth, once he finished graduating, that he was going to come down and live with me in Texas. Fast forward, he tells me over the phone that he won't be moving here. So we were doing like the long distance thing for a month and a half, 2 months is what I was told it was going to be. And he was going to end up flying down here after he graduated December 2017. None of that ever happened. However, he did have to come down here January 2018 to pick up all of his shit because I had to put it in a storage unit. Like I had this guy's, all of his like clothes basically that, you know, aside from like whatever. I pretty much had all of his large furniture item belongings because we plan to move here. Well, he breaks up with me over the phone, tells me he can't move here, and doesn't give me the reason, the real reason why. It's just a bunch of things that are, you know, he's putting on to me and blaming me for, which was so confusing, so hurtful. I thought this was like the love of my life. I was so in love with him because I thought that, you know, I had this weird attachment to him because he was the first person I was with after David, and he had saw all of this shit go down in my life. So for some reason, I thought, like, you know, he was going to be like my protector and be there for me and, you know, He was the end all be all. And he was not. And I'm so thankful. So we broke up November 2017. He comes down here to pick up his shit January 2018. I still don't know really the quote unquote real reason. I'm just going off of the bullshit that's been spewed to me. And it was so hurtful. And I remember talking to my friend Chloe a bunch up back then about it too. And I would screenshot, send her all these messages, you know, as we tend to do sometimes. And I remember her just telling me like that, you know, it's just something wasn't right too. But then also she was telling me, I can't listen to this shit that he's saying. Like, just try to cast it aside, move on. It doesn't matter what he says. And that was like a really hard concept for me to grasp. I so badly was digging into the reasons he gave me as being, well, what could I have done different? Because he told me it was a very Megan-centric relationship, this and that, and just all these things that were never really proposed then during the relationship. So it was confusing. And I took it really personal, obviously, took it to heart. I was heartbroken, genuinely heartbroken. And fast forward then to February 14th, okay, Valentine's Day 2018, I find out from his ex, she messages me, I don't know on what platform, and lets me know that he not only cheated on me one time, he cheated on me twice. And honestly, I felt so much better because the reasons came out. That was, you know, he couldn't move here because he had cheated, but he wasn't man enough to admit that at that time. Fast forward to March 2018. I wake up in the middle of the night because I have like a migraine. I look at my phone and I see that Seth had sent me an email like, I don't know, 30 to 45 minutes prior to me waking up. And then I remember just thinking, this is how my brain works. I then think like, oh, wow, something woke me up because, you know, because I got this email and like my mind just knows, like somehow I'm connected and I needed to like, I don't know, I guess read this email, right? So I read this email. I actually saw it not too long ago in my Gmail thing, you know, it's, if you save things, and I searched for something and it came up and I was like, what is this? And I read it and I was like, holy fuck, like this dude like sent me this email basically being like, oh, it's come to my knowledge that, you know, you heard about my infant or that I was like, I wasn't faithful, yada yada. And I keep using that word a lot today, I don't know why. Maybe I'll name this episode yada yada. Anyhow, yeah, that was the reason. I took a slow dive there. That's the reason, you know, I guess he broke up with me, couldn't move here because, you know, he's a cheater or was a cheater. And I do believe that if you cheat, you know, you won't always cheat on other people because I have cheated on people and I've not cheated on people. I've been cheated on and, you know, I've been in all the situations. So like, but I will say I not once cheated on Seth. And I remember having this conversation with Chloe after I found out that he cheated and me being like crying or something, being like, but I never cheated on him, like yada yada. And she was like, well, that's good, Megan. Isn't that good to know that you can be in a relationship and not cheat? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I had known that before too. Like I've been in other relationships, but far and few in between. I mean, most relationships I'd either gotten cheated on or they cheated on me or we both did. And I do know now that if you're a cheater, it's your problem. It has nothing to do with that other person. Like, it's 100% a personality flaw with that person. It has nothing to do. Some people are like, oh, well, why would they cheat on that person? She's so pretty. She's so dope. She's so cool. It has nothing to do with the other person. It's has everything to do with the cheater. Sorry. I'm like, I'm going to take a little break right now and chug some water because I'm freaking so thirsty. It's so damn hot here. I don't know. I guess I really do have the tendency to just share what I'm doing because that's literally what I was doing. Going to just take a break and chug water. That is a reminder to drink water, people. Drink a ton of water. I've actually noticed that by me drinking more, choosing water over other drinks, I do feel better, really. Anyhow, that's just a side note to drink more water. Let me see. So, yeah, that whole thing, I felt a lot better after I found out the quote-unquote truth behind the matter because I knew all of the crazy shit he was spitting before was kind of far out there, but then, you know, you do take it to heart, or I did at least, and it was freeing. I will say I went backwards and dated him again, just because I'm stupid. And then, but we did it long distance the whole time. Like, I was living here in Texas, he was living in Arizona, and I went and visited him like twice or so, and we dated two different times, and neither of those things are important. The reasons why we finally ended it were over, like, it was a dumb fight that occurred, but it was like real reasons in between of why this isn't going to work. And we officially broke up in December 2019. I was like, I am not starting a whole new decade going back and forth with this bullshit. I was just kind of over it. You just, after a certain point, something happens or something clicks in your brain where you're like, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. And that's what happened. And we've been broken up ever since. And he actually started dating, I don't know when, don't really give a shit, like the timeline of it, a person who was friends with me. So this happened to me twice back to back. It happened with another friend of mine, which I actually liked her a lot more than I liked Mia. So that sucks. But she was a cool person. Good for her. If she can handle all that bullshit, or, you know, if it's anything like the relationship I was in, if she can handle that, props to her. Because they did just recently get engaged. So congrats to you too. Wonderful. I'm just glad it's not me. Anyhow. Yeah. So that did happen to me twice back to back. Which leads me into my next, I'm going to segue here to men seeming desirable. Because, like, the status of the person that he was with before elevated his desirability. I hope that sentence makes sense. I'll touch on it more. Let's just say, and I'm not even only just talking about me. I've seen this happen with my friends as well. I actually have a very, very close friend of mine right now who's going through a very similar situation where she was with this dude. They had a long-term relationship. There was this girl along the way she was really good friends with. There were some weird things that happened in the middle, in between, that were red flags to my really good friend. However, she decided to give this person the benefit of the doubt, yada, yada. This person tried to come off as, you know, a friend, but they certainly are not a friend. And yeah, now they're hanging out with my good friend's ex. And there's just some relationships that hurt way worse than others. And this was just one of those relationships where my friend was really hurt, and it took a while to heal. And any friend who knows that should stay the fuck away from that ex. You just don't do that. Because it leads me to make my point of, I feel the same way about, okay, both of my past two exes, David and Seth, are with people I was friends with. Pretty sure that they found that guy, those guys, desirable and attractive because I'm a dope ass girl who, you know, I'm sure they thought was cool too. And they were like, oh, well, she likes him. So let's check this out. I'm sure he's cool. There's got to be something to it. Anyway, that's my theory. People who are like pretty, secure with themselves. Yes, I'm calling myself pretty, whatever. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm ugly, because we're supposed to hype ourselves up. Like, I know I'm not an ugly person. Sounds very like egotistical, but it is what it is. Like, I'm not going to say like I'm ugly and shit on myself and all these people be like, but you're not ugly. Because it's like, I know I'm not an ugly person. So I feel like this really happens a lot with women who are secure with themselves. They have like a good group of friends, or have, that's actually a side comment I'll make to in a minute, not even have a good group of friends, but can make friends, are like friendly, you know, just already have a lot of value in their life and have a lot of things going for them. Like, then if they are into this one guy and those people kind of admire like that girl, like I've seen it happen. I've literally seen it happen with my good friend this past weekend. So it's... It honestly, I'm shaking my head because I've been at a loss for words for this, and I have been irritated the past few days because it does bring up something triggering in me, because I am somebody who's a good, loyal, like, friend. Like, if we're friends and I'm your friend, I'm going to be loyal to you. And, you know, these bitches have had me second guessing like what the definition of a friend is. And it just sucks to make memories with people who then don't value who you are. And I think that's the hurtful part there. And so, yeah, I think I hit that one on the head with my note just says bitches over here. It's kind of funny. I have said a string of really unkind things about some people with my friends this past weekend, and it really kind of just fired me up because people can be just so shitty, and there are really, really great people out there. But my one friend this past weekend kept saying, it just feels like the world's just taking a shit on me. I don't know. And I'm just laughing about it because I know that feeling of when you're trying to do well and doing good and, you know, and you just got to like take their fun away, you know, block these people, get them out of your life. Like if they don't add something to your life, get them out. For real. That's a message about just anything. If they're not adding value, if they don't make you feel good about yourself, if you look at their stuff or whatever and they just don't make you feel good, or even in person, if they don't make you feel good about yourself, you don't have to hang out with them. Just because you've been friends with them for a while or whatever, like you can take a break. You don't have to, you know, there's people out there who will treat you how you deserve to be treated. So that's just a big PSA to anybody listening. I have definitely weeded through my friends in the last 10 years, and I feel so much better about the people I hang out with now than I ever have before. I'm very selective about who I hang out with in my life because I've been hurt a lot, and I don't take bullshit. I really don't. And yeah, I'm gonna take a breath. Yeah, just adding to that, I really care about the people in my life and would genuinely do just about anything for them, of course, in a healthy way and not a criminal way, of course, you know. Well, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But yeah, if I was younger, maybe, because I, you know, we were young and dumb. But now that we're older, I mean, and that's the conversation I was just having with my good friend, that we're older now. We don't, this is dealing with this shit and dealing with people like trying to bring us down is not something I want to be part of. And I think setting those healthy boundaries of letting people know in your life what you're willing to tolerate is extremely crucial. Yeah. I think I'm honestly just going to wrap this up because I'm looking at my notes over here and I think I really touched on everything I think I possibly could at the moment. I'm a little bit scared to listen to this back because I'm a bit scattered brain. But if you don't know, I do have ADHD in the sense of ADD. Whatever. They keep always renaming what it is. But that's what the Wellbutrin helps for. So if we were wondering before. Because I did talk about how I was on Lexapro and Wellbutrin. What I originally started with was in February, I got on 10 milligrams of Lexapro or 20 milligrams. Yeah. And it made me sleep so much. Like I felt better. Yeah, I was able to control my, well, you know, let me say, I was mindful I was taking something, so it's part placebo effect, part I'm sure the drug is working. That's how I feel about it. And I started to just, I felt good, yeah, but then getting assignments done and being productive, it was kind of daunting. I just really wanted to stay in bed a bunch. And so I talked to my doctor about Wellbutrin and based on what my therapist had recommended. And because he was like, you know, he was like, try this because I think that because I have been on Adderall in the past for ADD and I've gotten off that. I don't like Adderall anymore because of the like Adderall crash. I would just end up smoking a lot of weed and then I would get too stoned and then I would end up wanting to take more Adderall. And it was just like this fucked up effect, right? Like literally it was not good. And I didn't like the heart palpitations that I would get from Adderall. I've done the extended release, I did the instant release, and I prefer extended release drugs because it doesn't hit you like a ton of bricks. So now I'm on Wellbutrin. I think it's like 150 milligrams of the extended release, and it's great. It's nice. It's like the only antidepressant that like is in the realm of also I don't want to say using upper, but like a, maybe I'm right. I don't know. It's, let me see. Let me Google it real quick. Antidepressant and smoking cessation aid? Cessation? It can treat depression and help people quit smoking. It can also, okay, that's not the information I'm wanting. Anyway, I didn't need help quitting smoking in that way. Anyway, it gives you a bit of energy. Let me just put it that way. And it doesn't have like that big zing that Adderall would give you, but it's way more mellow. And that's what I need. I need to be able to like focus, not get so distracted, but not feel like I'm cracked out and need to like clean and organize everything off my ass and then not actually even do what I need to do or get hella. I would, with Adderall, I'd get hella fixated on one thing and, you know, yeah. Anyway, so that's my medication background to you, for you. Anyhow. Yes, thanks for listening to my yada yada episode. Don't know where or why that word came out so much today, but I've had a good time at recording this episode because at first, you know, I always think, what am I going to talk about? How's this going to go? And it just works. It really just does. So thank you for listening to another episode. Oh, I just did another. See, you're not supposed to say that. It doesn't sound right. Thanks for listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. And as always, it was my pleasure. Do something kind for someone today or help your neighbor. What else? I don't know. Bring your neighbor's trash can in for them or just wave to the person you normally don't and smile. I try to do something like that each day, even when I'm not feeling like it, because I'm like, well, even though I'm feeling down in a way, I'm sure other people are feeling down in a way too. And if somebody doesn't wave back at you, don't get offended or take it personal. It's their problem, not yours. Okay, love you. Bye.